This is Ted Kennedy. A funny thing happened to President Bush's clean air plan. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush got high marks in the 1988 campaign for his dramatic pledge to become the environmental president. He got even higher marks last June when he disclosed the broad principles of a clean air plan that seemed to deliver on the promise. But a funny thing happened as those sound principles were being turned into detailed specifications. The president's clean air plan began to sprout polluter's loopholes. Strict standards for automobile exhaust would be relaxed. Tough rules to curb urban smog would be weakened. Now an industry coalition, misleadingly named the Clean Air Group, is bitterly complaining that even the current watered-down proposals go too far and cost too much. That's hogwash. Clean air is clean air is clean air. Tell the president to stick to his guns, Al. Does he want to be the environmental president or the environmental loophole president?
Lord's sake, there you go again, Ted. Pandering to those purists, the extreme environmental groups that don't know the meaning of the word compromise. Congress would never accomplish one lick of stuff if we all badmouthed the tough programs like this one before they even got off the ground. These groups make phony comments about the president's clean air bill when he hadn't even finished writing it. It's the old story of the kid crying, "Wolf, wolf." It is these same extreme environmental groups and extreme members of the business community that have caused us a legislative gridlock on clean air for the last 10 years. Come on, Ted, cheer up and get behind the president's bill. It would cut acid rain emissions by 50%. Sure, it's a compromise, but that's the only way we're ever going to really do anything positive. So ease up on that rigid stance, Ted. You're scowling. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on new Senate pressure against China. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.